We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow, pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone, bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
Up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the duchy from coast to coast like a man Gary Wilson.
Let's make it out, baby.
Took so hot today. We should keep in touch, or you better be going. It's a long, long way to your uncle's place. I got a job, it's just okay. And how's your dad? It's hard to say. I miss you all, it's been so long. And who can say?
Oh, Did you hear the news about the girl today? She passed away. What did a friend say? They said she's too high, we can't handle anyway.
David Byrne. You might know him from Talking Heads, but he's had a much longer solo career than he did with the band that made him famous. What we just heard is Like Humans Do from his 2001 solo album, Look Into the Eyeball. That was released on his Luka Bop imprint. Before David Byrne, we had Stevie Wonder, Too High, the opening track from his 1973 Tamla Records album, Inner Visions, which won 3 Grammys for Best Album, Best R&B Song for the huge hit Living in the City, and also for Best Engineered Recording, Non-Classical. Besides Living in the City, Inner Visions also had a couple other really great hits. Don't You Worry About a Thing, which is probably my favorite, and Higher Ground, which has been covered by a zillion artists. Before Stevie Wonder, we had some more David Byrne. How Are You? Featuring Nellie McKay, and this is from the 2010 album Here Lies Love, which is a beautiful collection of primarily just, you know, David Byrne upbeat kind of music that makes you feel really great. Each song featured a different female singer, so we had tracks with Tori Amos and Sharon Jones, Cyndi Lauper, Martha Wainwright, Natalie Merchant, Alison Moore, Florence Welch, and a few others. If you like that track, the whole album is well worth seeking out. We opened up the show with Beck, and the track we heard was Where It's At, the first single off of his 1996 album, Odelay, which was produced by Mike Simpson and John King, also known as the Dust Brothers. One of the things I love about this record, just how wide-ranging the samples were that made up the tracks on this album, like Where Is It At? They had samples from Donny Hathaway, Lee Dorsey, Les Baxter, Manitronics, The Frogs, and like I think a half a dozen other artists just on that one song. And the end result is just kind of this exuberant romp. An exuberant romp. I like that. By the way, I should tell you that you're listening to me, Rick Clark, and my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from WYXR FM in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, we've got Mavis Staples.
Got you smiling, shining, beaming like the sunshine, rising, climbing, grinding through the hard times, growing, showing up like you're a star. Cause no matter where you stand today, I hope you know you are, hope you know you're worthy of that smile on your face. Know you're worthy, keep on flowing in your grace. Know you're worthy to take up all that space.
of rides, four honeymoons, each sleepless night. In which case I'll call you appetite. Yes, I think I'll call you appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, be Robin Hood. If your eyes are wanted, all you see, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you appetite. So if
David Byrne and St. Vincent doing Who from their 2012 collaborative album called Love This Giant, which came out on the 4AD imprint. This whole album is just a pleasure to experience. One of the things I love most about it are all the inventive horn arrangements, which were performed with like this abundance of joy. It was like someone said, no, we don't need you to do typical horn parts. Just do what you're feeling and just make it real rhythmic. Great album. Before David Byrne and St. Vincent, we had Prefab Sprout doing Appetite from the album Steve McQueen, or as it is known in the States, Two Wheels Good. This entire album is a seamlessly beautiful collection of songs produced by Thomas Dolby. If that name rings a bell, Dolby had a couple of big international hits with She Blinded Me with Science in 1983 and Hyperactive the following year. I think it's one of the classiest collections of music that any band put out in the 80s, especially the first half of the 80s. Just a great record. Before Prefab Sprout, we had Joe Cocker doing his take on the Bob Dylan song 7 Days. This came from his 1982 Island Records album called Sheffield Steel, which was recorded at Compass Point in the Bahamas, and it featured a great rhythm section known as the Compass Point All-Stars, which included Robbie Shakespeare on bass and Sly Dunbar on drums. That's just a mighty tight section. We opened up this segment with Mavis Staples, her 2024 release, Worthy, which was released on the Anti-Epitaph record label. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, a really cool Rykooter track from his album Shabazz Ravine.
Te crees muy fifi, te crees muy fifi. Cupido, que con tantas se contenta, que con cuantas se contenta. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido, a mí ni con 50, son tantas de ti tenido, que hasta he perdido la cuenta.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. Yo tenía mi Cupido, vestida de seda china, vestida de seda china. Yo tenía mi Cupido y me dijo el pobrecito, no cantes que me lastima, cantes que me lastima, mi pobre corazoncito.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. ¡Uy, échale agua! Yo le pregunté a Cupido que si enamora casadas, que si enamora casadas. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido, esas son las más amadas porque tienen su marido y no son interesadas.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano, que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame.
Dame la mano, Cupido.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Well, I'm that kid.
What we just heard is Colors by Beck from his 2017 Capitol Records album of the same name, Colors. That was his 13th album. It's amazing how many records he's put out, and they're all great. I've always loved the upbeat energy of this track, and it just felt like a really good one to wrap up this edition of Air Conditioned. Before Beck, we had David Byrne, Burning Down the House. From American Utopia on Broadway, the original cast recording. That was released in 2019 after his very successful 2018 American Utopia tour. The infectious spirit of the music and the show really come through loud and clear on this recording. I saw one of David Byrne's earlier tours, and he was just simply fantastic. The Beastie Boys preceded David Byrne with Sure Shot from their 1994 album Ill Communication. She came out on the Capitol Records label. I think this album also had the Beastie Boys' biggest hit, Sabotage. Great video. Sure Shot had a cool video, too. Before the Beastie Boys, we had Los Super 7. And the song we heard was Cupido, featuring Freddie Fender and Rick Trevino trading it off. And it was just a great track. The band backing them up was Calexico. Before Los Super 7, we had Ry Cooder, Muy Fifi, from Shiva's Ravine, which came out in 2005 on the Nonesuch record label. Producer Jim Dickinson was kind enough to hook me up with Ry to do an interview with him for Mix Magazine. This album, Shavaz Ravine, was like a very personal undertaking, capturing Cooter's feelings about how this Latino community in an area known as Shavaz Ravine was terrorized by a bunch of political and racist powers that be to get them to move out of a Los Angeles area called Shavaz Ravine so that Dodger Stadium could be built. And it's a real powerful story, and the album portrays the people on both sides of the battle with a lot of detail and empathy for the beleaguered longtime residents of Shavaz Ravine. And the interview with Rye was just great. He was very passionate about not only the subject, but let's just say he's not a fan of the right wing. But we hit it off, and it was a great time. I'm Rick Clark, and for this last hour, you have been listening to my radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from the Crosstown Concourse in Midtown, Memphis, Tennessee. I hope you guys are having a good day. I'm feeling pretty good myself, and I love sharing music with you. I hope to catch you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Global Cafe, serving authentic dishes from Mexico, Venezuela, Sudan, and more. Global Cafe hosts immigrant food entrepreneurs cooking an eclectic mix of dishes in Crosstown Concourse, offering online ordering for pickup and delivery. More information at globalcafememphis.com. Want to make a big impact without getting lost in a big system? Join Youth Villages to be a force for families while becoming part of one. Help make positive changes on a national scale, one community at a time. It takes a family to transform lives. Start with yours. You can apply at youthvillages.org/careers.
I'm Patrick Tamburino, host of the Techno Strategist podcast. Join me as we navigate the ever-evolving world of IT managed services and beyond. We'll explore everything from selecting the ideal tech partner to the forefront of cutting-edge technologies, all infused with my own unique perspective and hopefully a touch of humor. Don't forget to tune in to the Techno Strategist on the WYXR Podcast Network. For more information, head over to WYXR.org.